Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, which normally means it's Ask Ross, but this week with a special edition of Ask Ross called Ask Andy, which is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club, the best barbecue around. If you've tried their barbecue sauces and rubs, you know what I'm talking about. Andy, I know that recently you had some people over for a Masters golf party, and you had some 409 Tailgate sauce as part of the festivities.
And rub.
And rub.
Don't forget about the rub.
And
so
the
rub. All-purpose rub, their chicken rub. I cannot tell you how good their rubs are. I like their traditional barbecue sauce a lot. So does my family. But as a grilling barbecue guy, I gravitate to the rub because it's what flavors the meat. I'm a big fan of their rubs. I think they got both of them right.
The chicken rub especially I love. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get to the questions.
Fire away.
The first one is from Ken in Santa Barbara, California. After reading John McGonigal's article about Tommy Stevens, by the way, we had John McGonigal from the Center Daily Times on our show. If you didn't hear it from earlier this week, go get it. John did a great job. After reading the article, Tommy Stevens leaving Penn State, I understand where the Stevens family's coming from. On the other hand, I also understand Coach Franklin needs to wait till summer practice to pick out a winner. My question is this. How are the players in the locker room handling this unfortunate situation?
Oh, I think they'll handle it just fine because they're not in control of player who plays and who doesn't, and they all know that and accept that. They just have to know that whether or not they like their teammate and whether or not they believe in their teammate. And I really don't think this impacts the locker room necessarily at all to a degree, because there's nothing about Sean Clifford, there's nothing about Tommy Stevens that makes them guys that are unlikable or problematic in the locker room. So as you're going to hear, if you talk to players, you'll hear them say, well, I like both guys. You know, I like both guys. I think, you know, either one would have been fine. That's just not lip service. That's actually the truth, because they're both likable dudes. So that's where it becomes. And they respect that he had to do make a decision that was best for him. And the decision he made that was best for him is not negative overall to the team. So that makes it easier for them to accept the decision as well, right? If this is like a Justin Fields, who's the future of the quarterback at Georgia, that's like, that dude just bailed on us. That's not what Tommy did. Tommy had to do what's best for him, and he did not leave. There's not an empty cupboard at the position, so that makes it a lot easier.
I was telling you earlier, I did have an informal conversation with a player this past week, and essentially loves both Tommy and Sean Clifford, so I don't think there'll be a problem in the locker room. All right, let's move on to Steven from Columbus, Ohio. Trace McSorley currently sits number 7 all-time passing yards in the Big Ten. Bold prediction time. Sean Clifford will surpass him on that list. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no, because Trace had 3 years. Even though Tommy will have 3 years of eligibility left.
You mean Sean Clifford.
I mean Sean Clifford. Excuse me. Even though Sean has 3 years of eligibility left, now as the heir apparent as a starting quarterback, something tells me that he doesn't make it all 3 of those years at Penn State. If he makes it all 3 years, I still say no. I still say no. I do.
I'm going to go the other way. If he gets 3 years, I say yes, but I'm also with you. I'm not sure we're going to get 3 years out of him.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I believe he is that good. All right. Here's one from Mike Thomas in Penn Hills, PA. Where would Penn State's white team in the blue-white game finish in the MAC conference?
Fifth or sixth. Fifth or sixth. Because I think I think the MAC is, I think MAC football's pretty darn good. Like, I don't see them beating or being able to compete on a consistent basis with even with like Western Michigan. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. I said Toledo, you know, Bowling Green, Akron. Yeah, fifth or sixth is where I'm going right off the top of my head.
There's something to be said for experience also.
Yeah, there is. But, you know, it's also about how much talent you have. Is there more talent on Penn State's roster than at a MAC school? Yes. Once the talent gets experience, the weight shifts. So based on that, I'd say fifth or sixth.
All right. Next up, Mark from Pittsburgh. Looking back at it, did James Franklin make any missteps with Tommy Stevens, whether it's the Lion role itself, treatment of the injury, or how he approached the competition this spring?
Yeah, no, he absolutely touch 'em all, Coach Franklin, played this one close to the vest and perfectly. He saw an upside in value, and I still think it's that. I still think if Tommy Stevens is going to play football at the next level, it's in more of the role that Penn State sort of designed for him rather than as a quarterback. But, I mean, let's face it. I mean, when it was his time to start moving forward, the injuries kept him stuck in neutral. I mean, there's no other way to put it. In terms of the role they designed for him last year, they couldn't put him on the field as much. They couldn't use him as much. You know, you kind of wondered, where's Tommy Stevens? Well, then you know why, because there was an injury that wasn't properly fixed that was hindering him. So when it was his time to move forward, poor guy was stuck.
You can't blame injury on anybody.
You can't blame that as personal, but I'm not so sure inherently he would have been favored going into the summer and fall camp if he would have been able to perform at spring practice.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the 409tailgateclub.com, where great barbecue meets great wine. All right, let's move on to the next question. Andy, this one is from Chris in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
LSU country.
Yes. What's your opinion of Matt Kempenhammer skipping spring practice to play baseball? Is it a bad sign for his football future? Am I reading too much into his absence?
Yeah. I mean, he's, as you look at him and as he's constructed as an athlete, he's not going to play football or have a great opportunity to play football at the next level. The fact that I don't see nothing in it. When he needed to stay and do both, which was last year, he did. So is he going to fall behind? Not that much. Is he going to advance himself? No. But he gets to make that choice. I just don't think it's a big deal at all, because I think he's his fifth, sixth, seventh receiver. Right? Aren't we talking? Yeah. You saw him on the field last year but they hardly ever threw the ball to him on a consistent basis. And I don't think he's going to get any worse.
Well, I think the probably the issue for him is he is one of a deep group. It's not like KJ Hamler playing baseball and, you know, he'd come back and be the lead guy. He's one of, you know, whether it's Daniel George or you can name several other players who will are at least his equal. So I do think this hurt him. It was a chance for him to show his skills, and he didn't have that opportunity. Now, maybe he'll end up being a great baseball player. So anyway, next question, Andrew. Sylvester from Farmington Hills, Michigan. Given the current depth and talent recruited at the linebacker position, what does the future hold for Charlie Catcher? Thanks, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, that's a really good question. You've heard, you know, that he needs to get a little bigger. You know, he's definitely going to be one of those five-year guys. He's a good football player. I'd like to see him have a season. I'd like to see him on special teams this season on a consistent basis. I think Penn State's going to have more volatility in terms of players not staying around long at the linebacker position because they're recruiting elite talent. So I think there might be an opportunity later than sooner, but I just think he chose to go there knowing that there was a risk, especially in a class with Micah Parsons, that it might continue to look like this and it would be harder for him to find the field. And I just think he's a smart football player that eventually you have to find a role for a kid like that. So let's start it with special teams. I like to see him on special teams this year because I know he can run, I know he's athletic, and I know he can tackle and play.
All right. Next up.
Good question.
David from Lancaster. With the transfer portal and the step up in recent recruiting, is there less of an incentive to use a redshirt year, especially for the higher ranked players? Lakeda could be an example of this strategy, using him primarily on special teams.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. It's Penn State was ahead of the curve in terms of the way James Franklin approaches recruiting and the program and how he develops talent and uses talent. He knows this is a three-year plan for 25 to 30% of his class that he recruits each and every year, right? We've seen the increase in numbers in early enrollees. We've seen the increase in numbers in four- and five-star kids. He knows it. He was ahead of the curve, maybe not knowing that the transfer portal was coming, but that's where he had to get this program to for it to be able to turn a corner. So I think that's definitely an option, David, but I think Penn State is in – James Franklin's not caught off – he's not caught off guard by this. He's not working under a 4- and 5-year premise anymore.
And it's not just about the transfer portal. It's about that 3-year cycle,
right?
Academically, get your degree. And it's not just an advantage for the players – I'm sorry, for the coaching staff, but also for the players.
Absolutely.
Hey, if I do want to transfer, I've graduated in 3 years and might still have 2 years of eligibility where I'm going, and I'm in a position to go and play right away. So, you know, I think it's one of these win-win situations. And if it's a player who has disappointed, isn't as talented, they still get their degree, and maybe they move on into the world a year sooner than they normally would. Andrew, we're about out of time. We need you to pick out a winner.
So I liked Stephen Columbus, Mark in Pittsburgh, and Sylvester in Michigan. I'm going to go with Mark in Pittsburgh.
Mark in Pittsburgh. Which one was Mark? What was the question?
I didn't write what the subject of the question was. I just wrote down who they were and where they were
we
from.
We have it here. He asked about missteps with Tommy Stevens. Mark from Pittsburgh, we'll get your package out to you right away. Thanks, and stick around for quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.